FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Suspended Minister of Police Senzo Mgunu says he's working to clear his name. He's been accused of interfering in police investigations by KZN's police commissioner. Speaking in Empangeni to the SABC, Mgunu denied any wrongdoing.
Let's wait for the commission. But from where I stand, I am innocent of those. And I deny them very strongly. But let's wait for the commission. And by the way, I must say that I've got lawyers. I've engaged lawyers on this matter. And by and large, the matter is on course.
Authorities in Mpumalanga say reckless driving cannot be ruled out as a possible cause of the accident that claimed three lives. Two minibuses and a bakkie collided on the R555 near Mandela Drive in Middelburg earlier today. One of the taxis was transporting workers from Mhluzi to a local mine. Mpumalanga Community Safety Spokesperson Mwedi Musi says a full investigation is underway.
Two males and one female were killed instantly in a head-on collision. At least 14 people sustained serious injuries, and they include one driver. Motorists are once again urged to be very cautious on the road this weekend.
The Gauteng mother accused of killing her 11-year-old son claims she's been framed. Tiffany Meek was back in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court today to apply for bail. Her son, Jaden Lee Meek, was found dead in their complex in May shortly after coming back home from school. The 31-year-old faces charges of murder, crimen injuria and obstruction of justice. In her affidavit, Meek rejected key forensic evidence, including her son's bloodied clothes and school bag allegedly found in her flat.
I fail to understand how I could be charged with the murder of my son when I was the person fighting for answers from the police and doing everything possible to ensure that my child's killer and or killers were found and arrested. I will attempt to place factors before this honourable court to show that it is in the interest of justice to permit my release on bail. I record that I will plead not guilty to the charges and put the state to the proof of every averment.
She says she's ready to stand trial and clear her name. Proceedings have been adjourned until Monday. And South Africa's former International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor says the world needs more of what she calls good trouble, the kind of activism Nelson Mandela embodied in the fight for freedom. She was speaking in New York at the United Nations gathering to mark International Nelson Mandela Day. Pandor, who is now the chair of the Nelson Mandela Foundation Board, reflected on Madiba's humility and the weight he carried in leading South Africa's democracy. She's told delegates that making good trouble starts with being excellent daily and using your position to bring about real change.
These are the things that Nelson Mandela did. He aimed to be excellent in the things that he did, and he showed up to the question of how he could make change in the space that he was in with his whole self and not just a part of himself.
Durban and Richards Bay 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 15. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.